Voters in the western state of California decide Tuesday whether to remove Governor Gray Davis from office in a special recall election. The leading contender to replace Governor Davis is actor-turned-politician Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's trying to keep his lead in the polls despite being dogged by allegations of sexual harassment. Talk to Californians and you quickly get the idea. A lot of them are angry about the state's economic and budget troubles and are eager for a change. On Tuesday, voters will be asked whether they want to recall or remove Governor Davis from office and which of the 135 candidates on the ballot they would like to see as his replacement. Dwayne Smith says he'll vote to recall Gray Davis and replace him with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, you know, it's like they always say the leader has the bully pulpit. He can get the people behind him. If the people behind him, they're the ones who elect the legislature.
Karen Schumacher is looking for change in California and thinks Mr. Schwarzenegger will be better able to resist pressure from special interest groups than Governor Davis.
I think because he's going to do good for California, and we need to get rid of Gray Davis, who has too many special interests that he wants to take care of. And I don't think Arnold, at this point anyway, has any special interests.
California is one of 18 states that permits the recall of elected officials, provided enough voters sign petitions demanding a special recall election. Some experts believe a successful recall effort in California could encourage disgruntled voters in other states. But the attempt to recall Governor Davis has outraged many Democrats. Governor Davis was reelected to a four-year term less than a year ago, and Democratic activist Vida Jones sees the recall as a Republican power grab.
No recall. I think it's just a ploy to get the Republican power in California. We will not stand for it.
Other Davis supporters acknowledge that the governor has done a poor job of connecting with voters. But Robert Warner-Garris, an independent, says too many voters seem anxious to blame all of California's budget and economic problems on Governor Davis.
The problems that we have aren't all of Gray Davis's doing. In fact, some of them came under Republican administrations, like deregulation.
In the final days of the recall campaign, the Schwarzenegger camp was shaken by allegations from several women that the actor sexually groped them or otherwise made unwelcome sexual advances dating from the 1970s to as recently as 3 years ago. Among those who came forward is Gail Escobar. She says Arnold Schwarzenegger threatened to rape her 25 years ago when she was 16 years old, while one of his bodybuilding buddies held her down.
I never came forward before because as a celebrity, Arnold was not a threat to me. But to think about him being in the governor's office is a tremendous threat to me as a woman, a worker, a mother, and a wife.
Mr. Schwarzenegger says some of the allegations against him are true, and he's issued a blanket apology to anyone who may have been offended by what he calls his rowdy behavior on movie sets over the years. But he says most of the allegations are not true and amounted to what he called dirty politics in the final days of the recall campaign. In his final appearances around the state, Mr. Schwarzenegger surrounded himself with women supporters, including the actress Tia Carrera.
I want to tell you that I worked with him on a film, True Lies. I sat on his lap. I had a kissing scene with him, and he was never anything but a gentleman.
Some late public opinion polls suggest the race has tightened in the wake of the sexual harassment charges. Governor Davis has seized on the issue to question Arnold Schwarzenegger's fitness to succeed him as California's chief executive.
These accusations, if true, are very disturbing and raise serious questions about whether Mr. Schwarzenegger should be California's governor.
As for Arnold Schwarzenegger, he remained focused on his message of change in the final hours of the recall campaign and tried to keep the distraction of the sexual harassment allegations to a minimum.
That we together will do great things. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you. Thank you. I'll be back.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Los Angeles.